Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and my beautiful wife, Jada, is on the other side.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day. It's in the middle of the week, and we're here to share the Word of God.
Yes, we are. Everybody deserves to hear the Word of God on Wednesday. And if the Word of God has the power to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it, there's a big if. And that's why this week we're talking about strengthen by the Word.
That's right.
That's right.
The Word strengthens us. The Word gives us strength. It gives us power. It gives us encouragement. And the best way to be strengthened is through the Word of God.
That's right. The Word has authority. It has the authority of heaven upon it. You know, it's why God said, Jada, that, you know, not one word will not come to pass. Whatever God has spoken, it will come to pass. And it will be eternal. You know, the heavens and the earth are going to pass away, but the Word of God will not pass away. So it's important that we get a hold of the Word, and it's really important that we believe it, because like you said, it definitely brings strength to our life.
That's right. It really does. And I know that there are times where I feel dry, or maybe I'm a little more irritable, or I'm just not feeling that strength, you know, being encouraged. And that's usually times when I've not been in the Word like I should, or I'm going through my devotion, but not really allowing it to, you know, like meditating on it. So that, you know, the Word of God really brings that strength and that encouragement that we need on a daily basis.
That's exactly right. And that's why we need to be into the Word of God, because no matter what goes on, we need to stay level. You know, it's kind of like we heard, you know, we don't lean to the left, we don't lean to the right. We stand for Jesus, and the Word helps us to stand and to be what we need to be. Now, we took this up in 2 Timothy, beginning in chapter 4, verse 2, where he said, preach the Word, be in season and out of season, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. So it's important that we understand that God wants us to stay level, to stay on par and on course with Him. And notice the Word, it starts by preaching the Word. That's why He told Timothy, and Paul told Timothy, to teach the Word, teach it, be instant in season and out.
That's right.
Because the Word of God convinces, it rebukes, brings change to our life. It exhorts us. It gives us the ability to stand. And it is constant teaching, which reinforces and strengthens what we know about God.
That's right. And I like that it literally in verse 2, it lists what the Word of God does. And that's what I really like when it says, you know, it says here to preach the Word, be prepared. Yeah. But it says here in the NLT, it says patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. The Word of God does that. That's what the Word of God is for. And it's to build us up, is to exhort and encourage us. But it's also, there's a time where we should be corrected, or we learn, you know, how to live this Christian life. And then also, there's times to be corrected and rebuked through the Word of God. I mean, if we just are never corrected, we never actually learn right and wrong. We never learn what we ought to do and what we shouldn't do. And that's what, you know, so many of these epistles from Paul and the other writers teaches us.
That's right.
A lot of things. And I've said this before. I think, you know, looking at business practices and working with people and relationships, there's so much in the Proverbs that can teach us those things as well. So there's a lot in the Word that can encourage us and teach us and correct us.
You know, this strengthening we're talking about, Jada, which Paul, we're going to look into starting tomorrow, where Paul and Barnabas go about strengthening the brothers. You know, that word strengthen is so significant to us, because in the Greek, that word means to cause someone to become stronger in the sense of more firm and unchanging in attitude or belief. Right. We want to be unchanging. You notice in Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, it said that, you know, because of their desires. It said the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine because of their desires. So they, what they want becomes greater than the word of God and what God wants.
Yes. And, you know, unfortunately we're seeing more and more of this where we're taking what were just, you know, conservative beliefs and certain moral compass that was part of our, the founding of our nation is now all being, you know, challenged and questioned and not being adhered to. And so, you know, talking about being strengthened, we need to strengthen ourselves in these. There's, you know, we're in a day now that you can't just be this lackadaisical Christian. You need to know what you believe and be able to stand firm in that, because we need to be able to show other people that there is a better way.
That's right.
And if we're just quietly living our life and not saying anything to anybody or not being any different, then we're not showing people that there's a better way, that Jesus Christ is the way. And we're not showing people that. So we need to be strengthened in the word of God. And I think verse 3 is what focuses on that. You want me to read verse 3?
Go for it.
You want it in New Living Translation.
Are you in Thessalonians?
I'm talking about 2 Timothy 4.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to focus on that today. It says in verse 3, for the time will come, you mentioned this already, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. And you read that earlier, but just, you know, because they have itching ears, because they are looking for something more exciting and they're looking for something that maybe they're in the little gray area of what's right and wrong. And they heap upon themselves teachers and teachers who will teach them the way they want to go. They're looking for people who will agree with them or teach in a way that draws them away, and they will turn their ears away from the truth.
That's right.
And that is where we are. Unfortunately,
you know, it's so important that we get this, because, you know, over the last 4 years that, you know, they've really been in the political agenda, which is trying to change the thought process of not only mainstream America, but Christian America, you know, to think woke, become woke. We need more woke. I don't even know what the word woke means, but here's what I know. Because we have a loved one, or because something happens, you know, or a good friend of ours, you know, joins the woke movement in whatever way, doesn't mean we change how we believe or how God will see things. God never winks at things. He's always steadfast, immovable, always abounding in his word. And that's right. The way we need to be. We need to always be abounding. And that's why we need this strengthening, so that when these winds are blowing, we will not succumb to those, but rather we will speak the truth in love.
That's,
you know, there's a, Jada, there's a story. I don't know how much time we have left, but there's a story over in Luke 22 where Jesus is talking to Simon. You know, this is right before Jesus is betrayed. And he says, Simon, Simon, in Luke 22 and verse number 31, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Now, notice this. He's praying this faith. He's praying that he'll be strengthened. You know, Corinthians says that. Not Corinthians, but Ephesians, that we be strengthened in our inner man with might by his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He says that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. In other words, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, there may be some times that you slip. There may be some times that you move from the center where God is. But when you remember and come back and you're reestablished in Christ, strengthen your brothers, strengthen them. Because as you strengthen people, it not only strengthens them, but it also strengthens you.
That's right. And then if we look at 2 Thessalonians, like you mentioned earlier, it goes right along with that, where it's, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians verse chapter 5, verse 11. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. So as we are strengthening ourselves, especially like we keep saying, in these times where the social norms have changed and the moral compass has changed, we need to stand firm in what we believe and be strengthened by the word of God, and then turn around though and encourage each other and build each other up during these times. That's what 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says.
Yeah. You know, this is so significant. And Peter did this after he was strengthened. In Acts chapter 1, it says he stood. And in those days, Peter stood in the midst of the disciples, you know, and said and began to encourage them. Mm-hmm. You know, this is when he did that famous discourse where he begins to give it. This is where he's talking about electing a new apostle. But he does it again in Acts chapter 2 when he begins to explain Joel. Now, Peter was a fisherman and unlearned, but yet he rolls out an explanation of Joel chapter 2, verse 24 through 28. And he it's recorded there in Acts. So Peter remembers, comes back to Jesus. He is strengthened by the Lord, but then he turns around and strengthens the brethren.
Right. And I also think too that, you know, the different times where the different apostles got out of jail, you know, when they would be released from jail or God rescued them from jail, where would they go? Yeah. They would go back to the believers because that's who encourages you. That's mm-hmm. who you go to because that's where you need to be nourished back spiritually and physically. And that's why believers, it's so important to have Christian relationships, right. to you know, build yourself up by being around other believers that believe the same way you do. Get in a local church, even though you may not find the perfect local church. There is no such thing as a perfect local church, but you need to find local church that you can connect with the people so that when you get hurt or when you get dry or when you're going through troubles or when you're celebrating, you have people to go to and share your life with. And that's who's going to build you up and strengthen you in the word of God. That's right. They will encourage you to do that.
You know, the word commands us to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's hard for us to not, you know, we're not so good at the rejoicing because we're like, why did it happen to them and not me? Mm-hmm. But hey, that's for another day. Right. We want to encourage you to get strengthened in God so that you can stand in these evil days. All right. So we better pray us out here.
Okay.
Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the goodness of God. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And Father, I thank you right now that you strengthen our inner man with might by your Spirit, that we'll know the depth, length, height, and breadth of the love of God. And we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you check your like, share, and follow button somewhere down there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing. You can check out PM in the AM every Monday through Friday, somewhere around 7 o'clock. And so be with us every morning. We'll see you again tomorrow.
That's right. Join us same bat time, same bat station for PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.